here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of June, 2009. It's the birthday of Scott Adams, Windham, New York, 1957. He created the Dilbert cartoon. It was on this day, 1867, Mark Twain set off on a tour of Europe and the Middle East on a steamship with a large group of American tourists. They wanted to go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Mark Twain was just starting to make a name for himself as a writer, and his publisher gave him 6 months when he got back from the cruise to write a 600-page book, and he did. He made the deadline and published The Innocents Abroad, 1869. It sold more copies than any of his other books during his lifetime. Mark Twain liked Innocents Abroad pretty well. In 1886, he wrote to a friend, "When the Lord finished the world, he pronounced it good, and that is what I said about my first work, too." But time, I tell you, time takes the confidence out of these incautious opinions. It was more than likely that the Lord thinks about the world now pretty much as I think about Innocents Abroad. The fact is, there is a little too much water in both. It was on this day in 1862 Thomas Wentworth Higginson received his third letter from Emily Dickinson. She had written her first letter to Higginson about 2 months before. She decided to write to him after she read an article he wrote for the Atlantic Monthly called Letter to a Young Contributor, which offered advice to aspiring writers. She sent him some poems, and she wrote, "Are you too deeply occupied to say if my verse is alive? The mind is so near itself it cannot see distinctly, and I have none to ask. Should you think it breathed, and had you the leisure to tell me, I should feel quick gratitude." She was so shy she didn't even sign her name. She put it on a card in a separate envelope. Thomas Wentworth Higginson did not much care for Emily Dickinson's poems. His letters have not survived, and so we don't know exactly what he told her. But he thought that her handwriting was odd, and her punctuation was as well. And he wrote a disparaging letter to the editor of the Atlantic Monthly about poems that had been sent to him as a result of that letter. Despite what he said, in her third letter, Emily Dickinson asked this man to be her friend, and they kept up a correspondence for the rest of her life. They only met twice, but she considered him one of her closest friends. To us, of course, Emily Dickinson comes down through history as a genius, and Thomas Wentworth Higginson as something of a dullard and a dolt for not recognizing her genius. But she revealed herself to him in her letters. She said, "You ask of my companions hills, sir, and the sundown, and a dog large as myself that my father bought me. They are better than beings, because they know but do not tell. And the noise in the pool at noon excels my piano. I have a brother and sister. My mother does not care for thought, and father, too busy with his briefs to notice what we do. He buys me many books. They are religious, except me." And towards the end of her life, Emily Dickinson wrote to Higginson, "You were not aware that you saved my life." Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, Summer Cottage. This is a house that smells of melons and roses. Sea wind pours through it, the airy curtains float, and the wiry sprays of the sea lavender tremble on the table. The hushed roar of the massive ocean covers us night and day. It shelters us like a tree shadow. We live in it as in a forest. Ann Porter's poem Summer Cottage from Living Things Collected Poems, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.